Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 10 of Rise of the Podcast. Yeah. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Bill.
I'm Hallie.
And I'm Brownie. And this is definitely not the second time we did the intro.
Well, hey, everybody, look who's back.
I'm back.
You guys wanted him, so we produced him.
We just can't keep a good Bill down.
No, not at all. Chris, what'd you say earlier about Bill, like maybe just hanging out?
I'm pretty sure he just snuck out the back and hung by the door, and then like, when he opened it, he just jumped in. It's like, oh, you guys are here? Well, I'm here, so.
Surprise.
The truth is that when you have two daughters and one gets to come watch the podcast being taped, the other one will also want to go to a podcast and watch it being taped. And I was just the driver, but all of a sudden I'm on the couch.
We're looking, and it's like, Bill, where should we put you? Should we put you in the other room or on set?
It's like, thank you for contributing the last podcast. Go sit in the other room.
Well, as you guys will find out later on in the podcast too, actually Bill is a good specimen for part of our topic.
Our theme for the night. I have a general theme I made for this one.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And then Hallie, are you excited to be here?
Yes, I'm very excited.
All right. So this is going to be fun. So we're going to kick off with just talking about Galaxy's Edge because that's the next one. So our next podcast, I think we're going to be doing from California.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's not going to be anything crazy, fancy setup. It's whatever, like Chris and I were talking about, is whatever we can pull off. But it might be fun to just do a little either in the car on the way there.
Yeah.
You and I can do
we can post little mini videos on the drive down.
Right. Yeah.
Take out our phones. Hey, here we are.
Yeah.
You know.
And then, we're going to do a podcast from Galaxy's Edge. So that's going to be super exciting. I can't even wait. Sorry, Bill and Hallie aren't coming.
We came to the wrong
episode. Now, if you show up in California next week, I'll be impressed. Hey, guys, I'm here.
What a coincidence. We planned our vacations at the same time.
Hello. I'm going to set you up with a green screen so we can make that happen.
Oh, fun. That's fun.
That'd be great.
So I'm super excited. I just hope, Kara was reading an article earlier that they're selling out of everything.
So all, the legacy lightsabers and stuff are, sold out. So Obi-Wan's lightsaber, Anakin's, Darth Vader's. There's been rumors that Ahsoka's are sold out. Mm. So
they better restock.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And but then, you know,
they're sold out of the crystals.
Yep, they're sold out of the Kyber crystals. So you can get the ones that come with a holocron. But the ones that you can buy separately to change, the color of your lightsaber and stuff, those are all sold out. And then, the Sabacc game is sold out. A lot of the plushies are sold out. Some droid parts are sold out, including the personality chip for the droids.
That's the thing I wanted.
There's a lot that's sold out. I'm bummed. I'm sad. Hopefully that gets restocked by next week. Here's hoping.
Yeah, no joke.
I hope so.
I mean...
I didn't even realize. I was like, oh, they'll restock, but oh, wait, that's next week.
That's next week, yeah. I was trying to patience.
I keep thinking it's June for whatever reason.
I was trying to patience today, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to Disneyland next week.
The realization finally
started. I know. It's like, wow, that's coming out so quick.
So being that we're primarily a Lego, we like Lego stuff and we like Star Wars stuff. I was reading the Lego book. I think you and I talked about it in the past, Chris. And these Lego books got some really cool facts in there. And so, do you know the most expensive minifigure in existence? Anybody know?
Oh, boy. It's got to be.
I will give you this hint. It is also the most expensive Star Wars toy in existence.
But
the character is the same. Yeah.
Man.
Who's the most expensive character? Hallie, do you know?
Voldemort or Harry Potter.
Star Wars.
It's Star Wars.
Star Wars related, yeah.
Who's your favorite Star Wars character?
I'd have to think about that.
All right, we'll come back. Bill?
It's obviously the guy who gets his arm cut off in the canteen. Yeah. I know he has a name, I just can't remember what it is.
It'd have to be something that's rare. I mean, it would be rare. I mean, once everybody had it.
So it came in a cereal box. So the character...
I know what it is. It's Burnt Uncle Owen.
No.
So, okay, the character... that the most expensive Lego character is also the most expensive toy, and he was found in a cereal box, but they had to discontinue him because
his moving parts were a choking hazard.
It's got to be Boba Fett.
It's Boba Fett.
Yeah.
So the most expensive minifigure all time, according to the 2017 Lego Star Wars book, was in 2010, they made 2 solid gold Boba Fett minifigures, 4 silver Boba Fett minifigures, and 6 bronze Boba Fett minifigures. And nobody could keep them. They had to give them away. So in the year of 2010, they gave them away at conventions and stuff to LEGO fans. That's Could you imagine awesome. Somebody walking up to you and handing you a golden Boba Fett?
I mean, you go to grab it and expect, like, the lightweight toy and all, and it's like, you know, like, oh. I mean,
yeah. Like, what do you do to, like, save the person's life from getting, like, run over by a subway or something? Like, that earned you a golden Boba Fett.
You get the key. It's the key to the LEGO factory. Oh. It unlocks the door there.
It's so, like in, what was the Nicolas Cage movie? National Treasure. When he uses the pipe to, like, unlock the... Yes. Yeah.
I love that movie. I don't care.
Yeah. It's, It's a good movie.
So like, Legos, this is a complete tangent. But so the theme for this episode is baldness. I happen to be heading into early baldness. I'm just trying to own it. You know, I cut my hair a little shorter, and eventually I'll just go.
You cut it shorter because I tell you to cut it shorter.
It looks better, right?
It does.
So I just have a funny, story. So I got a couple new coworkers, and Bill, you can probably relate to this. It's like,
what are you saying?
No,
I don't know, Bill. Why are you wearing
my new coworkers? Yeah.
We're a half
boy.
Reason.
Totally the other way. Totally not where I was going.
So, just teasing.
We're starting to get to the point where, like, younger people are entering the workforce, and so I'm still of the age. I love making phone calls. Big phone call guy, and I was right on the cusp of the text message era. So it was like, I was excited to tell Chris the news today. So it was like, I message him, hey, can I call you so we can talk about it? You know, you hear the person's reaction and everything like that. So when Derek started, this new guy, I thought to myself, I was like, all right, we're sitting there shooting the breeze. And he said, oh, yeah, about 70% of my communication is through Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And that, like, blew me away. He's like, text messaging? Who does that anymore? No one texts anymore. It's all Snapchat messaging. And the best part is, Chris,
I know.
You roll your whatever at that, it's even better. They don't just text in Snapchat, that you have to send a picture. So I'll look over and he'll be like, taking a picture of his feet or take a picture of the clock. It has to be a picture. So that took me a little bit to get used to. Now, Carrie, you use Snapchat, mm-hmm. but you used to just take pictures and then send them to me.
That's all I do. Do you Snapchat, Bill?
I don't, but I work with high school and middle school students, and they all do. And so every once in a while, they're just like, yeah, taking pictures of random things.
Right.
Yeah. It's Snapchat.
So
is like,
one of my favorite things to do is find the ugliest filter that I can.
Oh, my goodness.
That just makes me look hideous and changes my voice, right? And so I'll record myself, be like, hey, Jeremy, you want to go on a date with me? And I just look wretched, and I send it to him. I especially love the ones that make my voice, like, super deep and manly.
No, the other day she did one, and then her voice came out normal, and she's like, oh, man, it's not a voice-changing one. Right. But I have gotten at least 100 since I've known Kara. At least.
I think I've used all the face-shape-changing ones already. Yeah. Like, I'm kind of at the point where, like, come on, Snapchat, I need new stuff.
So I had got a wild hair and I was trying to make some common ground with Derek, and I knew that Kara used it. Mm-hmm. So I bit the bullet and I made a Snapchat. I did it. And so Derek was like,
the space-time continuum didn't tear itself in half.
Right. I'm surprised it didn't.
Did they have Snapchat on rotary phones?
Right. Oh, the pound symbol or the hashtag doesn't work.
Oh, you did. Yes. Hashtag rotary.
Hallie, have you ever used a rotary phone?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen them, but I've never, like,
in museums.
One. Right?
Yeah.
So, you belong in a museum.
So do you.
Dr. Jones.
No one's going to get those references anymore either. We're so old.
I know. It's a good reference. Come on.
You know, there's, like, the stigma over there, like, if you work with computers, people always ask you to, like, set up their computers and blah, blah, blah. And so it's, you know, so Derek, like, instantly got his hands in there. And it was really nice. He went through and showed me how to set up my Snapchat.
Oh.
So he walked me hand in
hand. Grandpa Jeremy.
Through all the stuff. Set me up into Snapchat. And he's like, dude, this is a long story. I hope the payoff's worth it. So, like, showed me how to do it.
I'm just imagining him, like, applying Asper cream to you now. Like, oh, come on, Grandpa. Let's get those liver spots out.
So he sets up the Bitmoji for me. So if you don't know what Bitmoji is, because I didn't, it's an avatar. You get one when you make an Xbox. You get.
I don't
one
know
when
how
you, make...
you didn't know about Bitmoji. That was a thing of Facebook like 5-6 years ago.
I didn't do it because I didn't want to install another app on my phone.
So okay. No, Derek took he installed the Bitmoji separate app and then linked the accounts and then he does everything. And so you have two options. You can build it like a Mii, like you just pick the characters, you know, like for the avatar for the Wii or the Nintendo Switch or whatever. And he's like, or you can take a picture and it makes you a Bitmoji. And so he's like, all right, well, let's set it up. So I take a selfie, and then the Bitmoji goes, it comes to life, and Chris will show my Bitmoji right here. So this is what popped up right here, okay?
That's pretty fancy looking, honestly.
It's a pretty nice Bitmoji, right?
It's,
so
yeah.
it had my face, and it had this nice full head of hair. And the first thing Derek did is look at the picture, and he goes, that was generous. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, that gave you way too much hair. So I just, that story sticks with me because it's like, it really is funny and it really was generous. So that made me laugh so much. So I was like, and he just no holding back. That was just, Derek just ripped the Band-Aid right off. And
oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
I'll never forget that. But anyway, so then the running bald joke is, Kara, I'm sure you have a story you would like to tell about being bald.
Yeah, so Jeremy's in the military, obviously.
You can tell by his physique.
Yeah. And so we were in Hawaii, I think it was.
We were in Hawaii.
So we were just driving around. We were talking about deployments and stuff. And I was like, yeah, they make Build-A-Bears that you can put a uniform on now, like a military uniform, right?
Mm-hmm. And no, I've got to embellish this a little bit or at least tell the truth. We're with all my
military
male
coworkers.
No, Brenna was there.
Brenna was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're with all my military coworkers, mm-hmm. and there's the classic, you know, stereotype. You've got to be tough. Okay? Go ahead, Kara.
So I'm talking about his next deployment. I'm going to make him a cute little Build-A-Bear with a cute little uniform on.
No, we're going to make one for you to have, though, right?
Was that what it is?
Yeah, it was going to be for you to have.
Okay, you tell the story.
Well, no, I don't want to. So anyway, no, it's just going to be for, like, the guys were like, Jeremy, you could make a Build-A-Bear.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we'll put the uniform on it and you can give it to Kara. And they said that and the story could have ended there. But here's what happened.
So I said, well, to be more realistic, we could just shave a little bald spot on the top of the bear.
My own wife threw me under the bus in front of everybody. They all lost it. They're like,
God.
Bird, oh my gosh, did you hear that? So they all start laughing. They're like, oh, bald bear. Build a bald bear. Bald bear workshop there.
Oh my goodness.
I was so blown away that she did that to me, though. She, in front of everybody, she's like, yeah, we'll just shave a bald spot there and it'll be realistic. I was like, oh my goodness.
And now you transferred divisions.
Right?
Oh, so
never
good.
Show my face again. So I'm just trying to have a nice vacation in Hawaii. and Kara's talking about shaving a soldier bear so that it is more realistic. And they still don't let that go to this day.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a running joke.
A running joke.
A running joke from up here in Minnesota. Ah. But anyway, so bald is the theme, right? Is
yes.
the theme for tonight's episode. So there's a couple funny things. So I think that's why I like Lego so much.
The They're all bald.
They're all bald. They start bald. You choose to put hair on. So really, Bill, this is the guy you gave me?
Yeah.
He looks much better like this.
Wait, what is it that Don told you?
Well, that you know, there's only a few good heads and then the rest have hair.
Oh.
So that was always one of my favorite ones there. But in preparation for learning about bald stuff, I Google searched bald facts. And the first thing that popped up was, of course, Google Health or Google MD. And it was like, oh, all the different types of baldness and everything like that. So I was like, backspace, backspace, backspace. I said, cool bald facts. Do you know?
And then it's like, no results
thing,
found.
Right?
No. Do you know the only thing that came up was the bald eagle? It's like cool facts about the bald eagle. It's on, you know, it's the bird of the United States. And
oh my goodness!
They can fly X amount of miles
Jeremy,
an hour.
But you can't compare yourself to a bald eagle.
So I was like, I even tried to find cool bald facts, and then it's like, oh, you mean bald eagle? Because that's cool.
Yeah.
But being bald is
that reminds me of I think SpongeBob. It's like the king of Atlantis or whatever. I don't know what his name is.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But he's like, it's not bald. It's thinning. Thinning.
Yeah. That's so funny. So yeah, so I was like, so that's all my bald stuff for the night, for like my bald theme for the night. And you know, Bill, bald is, bald,
it happens,
is awesome.
It happens. Beautiful. Kara
does,
is beautiful.
Kara makes me feel, that's what Kara tells me. She always makes me feel better bald by saying bald is beautiful.
I don't care that he's missing a few hairs. It's fine.
So I just realized something. You know how I was having issues with the main camera last week for the last podcast?
Right.
It just finally dawned on me. It's how humid it is in here.
Oh, really?
It's totally fogged over right now.
Oh, really?
Anybody who's watching and looking at this angle right now, you're just looking through a big cloud of steam.
Oh, nice. Well, we can open the door. Maybe let's...
Yeah, let's pop the door open.
We're going to keep going.
Fire it.
Be happy if you are an audio listener, because you don't have to worry about how to even open up all of them. If you're an audio listener, you don't have to worry about.
Oh my goodness, that's a cool breeze.
Just keep doing that.
Yeah.
So you're telling me, Chris, I need to get a dehumidifier for the studio.
I think so. Then, that's a good spot for the door. It's right off the edge of the frame.
Perfect.
So. Perfect.
So hopefully this will rectify itself. We're going to try and stay in the close-ups for a while.
Okay.
So, Bill, do you have any funny bald stories?
Oh. I try to not remember any stories about being bald. It's just the reality. It's hard because you got to always wear sunscreen on your head.
Yes.
And if you don't, I mean, there's times when it was just starting to go, I'd look at it and it'd be like, oh my, the top of my head is bright red, and I didn't put any sunscreen on the top of my head. Because you don't even think about it. It's like, it's back there.
I think it was on our honeymoon. Your head burned pretty bad.
Oh, well, no. So today I went for a run, and I get back from my run, and my coworker goes, just so you know, it's an UV index of 7. And I said, great, I'm going to burn. Like, my bald spot is probably going to be red.
Oh.
Does the Air Force not carry sunscreen? Or?
Well, I usually wear like a little running hat or something, you know, cover. You have to wear hats when you're bald. And I didn't bring one with me. I wasn't prepared.
Or their sunscreen.
Who wants to use sunscreen on their hair? Or their bald spot.
Like, when I was younger, and I would always tease my brothers because they played baseball. And I was like, well, don't you know that baseball hats make you go bald?
Oh, well, I used to be a big hat person. Chris remembers.
I think that's a total myth.
Exactly.
Well, neither of my brothers ended up bald, so I mean, whatever.
And they weren't that good at baseball either.
Actually, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
That's all I got for bald facts. But this, Bill, take a guess how much this shirt costs.
I have the same one, just so everybody knows.
I'm going to put that at $15.
Hallie, how much you think this shirt cost?
I'll go pretty close and 20.
Okay.
All right, if this is the price is right, neither of you went over, so, you know.
That's good. That's good. You're
bald
over.
And, you know.
This shirt was $777,000.
And like 700 and
700. It's just sevens across the board.
It's just sevens across, yeah.
Six sevens across. So Bungie does this really funny thing where they put the shirt up for that amount. Mm-hmm. And then once a year, they have a mode that opens up for a month. And that just started for this month. This is last year's shirt. And if you meet certain criteria, they give you a discount code that for
drops
the shirt that drops it down to about $25. So it removes $777,000, $700 and some change.
And then like for $5 you can personalize it with your gamertag. Your gamertag on yours?
It is.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh,
awesome.
My gamertag's on mine too.
Yep.
Because I beat it too.
Yeah, Kara does. Kara absolutely beats it.
Yeah. I do. I want my T-shirt, dang
it. Yeah, I know she does. She wants her T-shirt. So anyway, so it's Moments of Triumph is out, Kara. So you're going to try to get it done this year? We probably don't have enough time to get it done this year.
I think we got it done in like 2 days last time.
It wasn't that easy. But no kidding. So like if you went to the store to buy it,
you can only
buy it unless you want to spend $777,000. But you can only buy it if you get the code.
So you know there's some.
Somebody bought one without.
I don't know.
There's probably some rich sheik's son over.
Just to say they did it.
Yeah. That reminds
me. Wasn't there an app on?
Yeah. I was just about to say. There was an app. It was called like the I'm Rich app. And it was $999 because I think that was the most expensive an app could be at that time. Yeah, and it was $999.
What did it do?
Nothing.
It had a red gem on the screen. I think that's all it was.
Yeah.
So you open up the app and it was just a red gem. And it was like, I am rich. I can afford it. And that app sold.
Yep.
So basically you... I mean, you know computer programming. You know how to make apps. You could basically make the exact same thing
Right. Well, it somehow would violate their terms of service.
Yeah, like there's something about them. I recall this as
so
well.
Make it a green gem.
That was the color of the gem. That's what violated the terms of service.
But it was like, yeah, it didn't do anything. It was just a way for you to like show off that you have a lot of money.
Stupid. Oh my gosh. People have too much money in this world.
Right. And that reminds me, Bill, did you ever hear of the app called Send Me to Heaven?
No.
You took your phone and it used the accelerometer to determine the height of your phone. So people were taking, the whole point of the app was you start it, then you throw your phone in the air and catch it, and it tells you how high you threw it. And then you took competitions between you and your friends who could throw their phone the highest.
Without breaking it.
Well, what would happen was you'd miss after you got to a certain height, and your phone, because you're at a high height now, your phone would break. And so all these parents were coming home, and their kids were all downloading this app because it was free. And the creator said he hates phones, so he made it with the sole purpose of hoping people destroy their phone.
Whoa.
So
I applaud that person for having the foresight and follow through to make this dream come true. Yes.
So, and then Apple had to remove that too, because so now in their terms of service, it says something along the lines of, this app cannot cause people to unintentionally like destroy their phone or even intentionally destroy their phone.
Do you remember when induction charging first came out and people were saying you can charge it by putting it in the microwave?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And people were, and their phone was just like, poof.
Oh, my God. Well, and dangerous. Yeah. Lithium-ion battery. Like, that's, like, explosive.
Okay. Hallie, do you use the microwave?
Yeah, I do. Once in a while.
Do you know the rule of microwaves?
What's the rule?
Like, you don't put anything metal in them.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. I'm assuming somebody told, like, my parents told me, don't ever put anything metal in the microwave. Well, I made it a long time, but I did put metal in the microwave once. And you know what happened?
I have a story about that, too.
I didn't mean to do it. So
it's like a fork or something? Or?
No, it's even, like, sillier than that. I pulled a frozen Twix out of the fridge, and I didn't want it frozen. So I was going to microwave it.
What an American story.
Yeah,
my frozen candy was too cold, so I put it in my magic hot box.
So I was like, oh, I'll just microwave it really quick for like 10 seconds, not even, and it'll be enough to just take the chill off of it so I don't like, hurt my mouth. I love frozen Reese's and all that, but it was just like, I don't know why, I didn't want it. So I put it in the microwave. Hallie, lightning came down from the top of the microwave, struck the wrapper, and the whole thing, the Twix wrapper shrunk.
Oh, like Shrinky Dink.
Yeah, like it shrunk. It was boop, and it went right down. It popped off of the thing, and it was a miniature Twix wrapper. I'm not kidding. That's what it did. I was blown away. I was like, oh, it's all trouble.
Mom, I didn't do it. It was today.
Yeah, and it smelled horrible. So that is why you don't, like, if you put a fork in there, it'll just, like, keep zapping the fork and weld it more or less until the microwave blows up. Yeah, it's like an arc welder. Yeah, it's like an arc welder at that point. Mm-hmm. So that's why you don't put anything metal in.
Well, I kind of have a story to go off of that. Also, another reason you don't put metal in the microwave. So I worked at Wendy's in Cloquet for years, and there was one time a manager, I think she was on dishes, and her shirt got wet. She's like, oh, you know, I'm just going to throw it in the microwave really quick, just kind of see if I can dry it off, right? She doesn't take off her name tag.
Ooh.
So she throws her shirt in the microwave and it lights on fire.
Oh, gosh. So it wasn't sitting, you.
It wasn't
okay,
me.
Okay, I was just making sure you're not like, oh, my friend.
Yeah.
No.
Asking for a friend.
So, yeah, we have this flaming shirt in the store. It's actually kind of funny, but.
Oh, I know. I'll put it out in the grease fryer.
Right?
I mean, it is a safe place to put something that's on fire if there's no grease in it.
Right.
But. Well, I mean, if there's
no grease. So how'd you guys put it out?
I think they threw it in the sink or something. Oh. But it was kind of funny. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, some people.
Well, and it's like, that's only going to make your shirt hot. It's not going to dry it out.
Right. Yeah, because the environment still is all.
Yeah, now, it's contained.
Don't forget the part where I said, I worked at Wendy's.
You know.
Oh, shots fired, Wendy's.
Okay, Wendy's has a sick
Twitter.
Right. Have you seen their Twitter? They burn people like nothing
else. They are on
fire. Just like
that
shirt.
Just like that
shirt.
Right? Burn.
So that was like, I don't know, how do we get talking about,
I don't know,
cooking and microwaving Twix, but
I have no idea. But do you have any microwave stories?
I was going to say, yeah.
I've gone to my grandma's house, and my grandma had those old coffee mugs that were like lined with metal.
Yes. Like they had that gold foil on it.
Yeah, and you throw that in and you put it in the microwave and all of a sudden, like it's, that's my closest. Other than that though, I've been pretty good about the metal things.
Well, okay, so now that we're down this rabbit trail, Campbell's soup cans, like the microwavable ones, they have a metal rim on them when you put it in the microwave. How does that not?
So I've wondered that too, because our other microwave had a shelf that was metal.
Right.
So there is a certain metal that is not reactive with microwaves.
So what is it?
I don't know. Chris, if you have time, you should look on your phone and figure out the answer to it. Oh, man.
I'll look it up, guys. Don't worry.
All right, fine.
So I have a funny story about like high voltage. So overseas, on one of my deployments, we have to have coffee. Like I run off of coffee. And so we have a bun coffee maker. And I'll tell you what. All right, a couple funny stories really quickly. One of my coworkers, the big deal was half the outlets are 220 and the other half are 110. A lot of computers and stuff like that all have they're DC inverters, so they can take 110 to 220, not a big deal, and steps it down. Some stuff, though, like anything with like an electronic motor, can only be plugged into 110, or you need not just an adapter so you can plug it in, you need a transformer to step down the voltage. So one of my coworkers plugged in a Dremel, because we use a Dremel, and he, for a second, had a real life lightsaber. It went because it doubled the voltage into the motor. The thing started sparking and glowed red hot before the engine seized up. Somebody else blew up an air compressor. But my favorite story was we had a popcorn maker and a coffee pot right next to each other. And for the first half of the deployment, it wasn't a big deal. They weren't tripping each other. The second half, they started to trip each other. So when you made coffee, you had to unplug the coffee pot or plug the coffee pot in and then unplug the popcorn maker and vice versa. So I walked by the coffee pot one day and the coffee is boiling. And I'm like, what? It's boiling in the pot. Like, that is crazy. That thing broke. Voltage regulator is bad. Nope. Got to get a new coffee pot. So I unplugged it and I told somebody. And then they like plugged it in the next day and it was fine. I'm like, oh, all right. So I made a coffee. The next day I walked by, it's boiling again. And the first time there's just a little bit of coffee in it. So I was like, well, maybe. And the second day, full pot, brand new, completely boiling. I'm like, this is crazy. I've got to shut this thing off. This is like a fire waiting to happen. So I get underneath and I look. Somebody plugged the bun coffee maker into 220. So it was doubling the voltage to the heat plate.
Oh, my goodness.
But it didn't burn it out. That's how good a bun coffee maker is, I guess. So I unplugged it, plugged it into 110, and it worked fine the rest of the trip. So we had to, like, block off the 220 port because somebody wasn't paying attention. Yeah, they plugged it right into 220. But I've never seen coffee boil as it, like, sitting on the warmer, and that was it.
It's one way to make it stronger, I guess.
Right.
Okay, so here's what I found out. Apparently, Alton Brown talks about metal in the microwave.
Him. He would know, I guess.
In an episode of Good Eats entitled Ear Apparent. Anyway, so basically what they said is, as long as the pieces of metal are further away from each other than the length of the actual microwave, the energy, not the oven, then it won't arc. So somebody said, you can put flat aluminum foil in the microwave, and it's fine.
But
if you crumple it up, that's when you get messed
up. That's crazy.
Because it go between the metal.
Right. So apparently the distance of the metal can, you know, is far enough away that it doesn't react.
That's cool.
Yeah, because someone was explaining how a microwave like cooks stuff, and like they take a tray of cheese and they put it in the microwave. You can actually see like the wavelength of the microwave. So it makes sense if you're wider than where it would actually make that contact, maybe. Because like, cool. It melts the cheese, and it's like some of it's not cooked at all, and some of it's just like totally a puddle. So I guess that would make sense. So as long as you don't have points that can actually like make that type of connection between the electromagnetic wave of the thing to turn it into a lightning bolt of terror.
I just have to say, for the record, the range of topics on this podcast, we go from balding to microwave cheese. You just never know what you're going
to do. Okay, I feel like other podcasts do this too.
Oh, absolutely. It's just, absolutely making me laugh.
We've gone from being a Star Wars podcast to a Let's Talk About Everything podcast. Rabbit trails, yes.
Well, and that was
new clothes.
Yeah,
right.
I love your shirt today.
Thank you. A future shirt idea. We'll make like a bald microwave or
bald microwave.
How do we make a bald?
You can call the divorced dad.
What you do is you take the microwave and then you put like the toilet bowl haircut.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
On the edge of it.
R2-D2's dad.
Yes. So anyways, it was just really funny for me to sit and listen. But you know, the other thing I wanted to talk about too was what it was like to make videos and stuff like that, or like our processes. And it's been really fun. It's been so fun for people to do that. That's why we've had two studio audience the past two episodes.
Oh, wow. He actually used plural there. Good job.
Well, audience.
Instead of saying audience, CE, he did TS. Mm-hmm. I could hear it.
Yes, Chris. That's why we're friends.
Audience.
Yeah, we had two studio audience.
Audience? Like Lord of the Rings? Like,
I'm glad you heard it, though.
I know exactly. So he's not saying audience like...
No. It's like ents from Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an ent that is made out of sound, an audience.
Well, that's like when you have people's like your brother, Steven, with a PH, or Steven with a, you know, well...
Get out of here, PH Steven.
All right, PH is like the original Steven
Stephen.
Okay, Steven. Funny story. We found a there's a meme on the internet of a dog, and he goes, my name's Steven, and he's got, it's like he's hairless, and he's got a huge underbite.
Have you guys seen this meme, right?
No.
We're going to post it over Jeremy's face. Hallie's seen it. We're going to post it over Jeremy's face. You've seen it? It's hilarious.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to pull it up for Bill just so he can appreciate.
That's my spirit animal. Not Steven's spirit animal because it's named after him. Well, just like there's a running joke that like Kyle's start drinking Monsters at a super early age or something. So to be joking, one of my coworkers bought my other friend Kyle a Monster. And he's like secretly became addicted to him. And all because of a meme.
Funny.
You know, hello, my name is Truth and Memes.
Steven. I love this dog. The picture will be over Jeremy's face.
Oh man, what? I'm charging rent. Give me five Shroot Bucks back.
You know how many Shroot Bucks you've given me over time?
Oh,
like you owe me.
Okay, so I'm super excited because we're going to be making. I'm not going to spoil anything other than we're going to be making a parody video.
Ooh,
and
yes.
I'm very excited for that.
And it's about The Office. No.
Dwight Schrute and Michael Scott.
But yeah. I'm really excited to do that. But Chris, I was going to talk to you because Chris is like my wealth of knowledge for all this stuff. How does monetization work with, I was watching one YouTuber today and he used a clip of Arnold Schwarzenegger, but his video is monetized and it's from a movie. So how does that work? There's
a couple of different ways that can happen in relation to YouTube specifically. This is going to be so boring for so many people. I'm going to try and make this as quick as possible.
ELI5.
So if you use somebody else's content, as long as you're not presenting it as your own, generally speaking, you're covered by something called fair use. Oh. You're allowed to use it to illustrate a point or to provide a comment or criticism. Those are basically the two ways that you're allowed to use other people's stuff and not have to pay for it.
Jesus.
But got a bug invasion here.
Yep.
Okay. Jeremy has a moth story about me after we're done with this. Hate moths.
So, but if you do use somebody else's content on YouTube specifically, if Content ID discovers that, the person whose content it is has a couple of options. They can flag the video and have it taken down. They can monetize it themselves, so the ad might be actually for the people who are the IP owners of that particular clip, like Warner Brothers or something.
Right.
Or they can let the other person monetize it if they want to and have access to the analytics to that video to see what type of people are watching it and then gain some insight as to whatever. So there's a couple of different things at play there. That's why, like, you can, like, CinemaSins, for example, a fairly popular channel where they do critiques of films. You see clips from the movies because they're being used in the context of comment and criticism about those films.
But then they can make money off of them.
So the way that typically those channels would make money is selling merchandise.
Got it.
Because when you use that many, like, clips of something, you're probably going to get the studio putting an ad on the front of it or something.
It's
on a case-by-case basis, but that's the basic reason why you can see other people's stuff on people's channels, and that just because there's an ad in front of a video or during a video doesn't necessarily mean that that channel is making money from it.
Got it.
It could be the copyright holder of the content in it.
Gotcha.
Oh, see, that's super, because like everybody uses YouTube pretty much, and it's kind of just neat to look at it from the other side. Like,
oh.
Oh, I was going to say, when you start making YouTube videos, there's like a thing that talks about going from being like a content viewer to a content creator. So like, Bill, you are a content creator now.
Oh,
you are making content.
Awesome.
Put that on your resume.
I can.
Yeah.
All right. And welcome back. If you skipped from the beginning of that rant to
so
now.
Funny. I think it's super fascinating.
Yeah. Sorry that I put you all asleep.
Here's the thing. Hallie, did you find it interesting?
It was a little bit interesting.
A little bit. Okay, so now we're gonna
have to put, like, from here to here is this.
It's sort of interesting stuff.
Yeah, I'll put something up on screen.
Jump to this point.
It's like if you don't want to hear about U.S. copyright law for the next 90 seconds, jump to this time code.
You did trim it down quite a bit, which
you
I
did.
Appreciate.
That was good. That was good.
So, moth story.
Okay, so yeah, there was, if you did skip, there's a moth story, and Jeremy's going to tell it because it's hilarious.
Okay. Toothbrush?
Which other moth story is there?
No, I know. I just wanted to make sure that was
the, okay. Of course it's that one.
All right. Kara and I went to our cabin, a family cabin we had access to. We don't have it anymore, but that is either here nor there. Kara.
Yeah, useless details.
Yay. I hope, like, okay. Anyway, so we get there and, like, getting to know Kara, she has a moth phobia. She hates moths.
They flutter. They're like, and I can't handle that.
So they flutter.
And she can't handle it.
Yeah, in your face, right? But I mean, how do you feel about moths? Huh?
Flutter, fear.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Just.
I don't mind them at all.
Yeah, they're
in any
way,
shape, or form.
Whatever. Oh. They
if
flutter.
If they touch me, I'm like, nah. Yeah. But okay. Like, if it's near me,
that's the thing.
Doesn't really bother me.
They're like dive bombers. They're like a human face. You know.
Out of all,
maybe you just radiate so much brightness and happiness that they're just like,
yeah,
you gotta
and
get
then
that.
It radiates so much fear, it should scare them away.
Like, it's like it's like the little moths just want to put pictures in front of Kara's face. So they're like, oh, you can find my moth story here. Moth is to Kara as Kara is to putting pictures on my face.
Oh,
apparently.
Man.
So,
okay, continue.
All right. So, anyways, so we wake up, and of course, you know. Kara is all about good hygiene because she works in the hygiene field. And so she wakes up to brush her teeth. And as she opens up her night bag, a huge moth comes flying out point blank.
Where does
it go? But in her face. Oh. So I'm standing there. And as soon as I see the moth like come out of the bag, I'm like, no. And so Kara is only armed with her toothbrush.
I run away as fast as I can.
I see her like have her toothbrush. And so she runs. And so the moth is like just probably as scared as her. So the moth goes one way, Kara goes the other, but it's not over because if that moth comes at her, she can't afford to live. So she like looks at the moth and she just takes her toothbrush and goes whoosh and throws her toothbrush at the moth. Like what goes in her mouth at the moth?
Okay, in my defense, it was in a toothbrush container. It's safe.
I will never forget her just.
I think the toothbrush container did break.
Yeah, no, it did. She broke her toothbrush container.
Did she get the moth?
No, she missed.
Oh, well, I was waiting for like this epic like 360 no-scope, but like pinned
no,
to the wall.
No, apparently he
dive
bombed out of the way, I guess, or he just fluttered around it and then missed. But so yeah, I can't believe she threw her toothbrush.
I think that story's hilarious.
No, it is.
Like, you can skip back. One day of brushing to kill a moth.
Right,
I think
exactly.
That's
they're just
the
so gross. Moths and spiders and like centipedes. And those little pill bug things.
Oh, she hates bugs and moths and everything else.
That's so gross.
But do you know what that brings us to? Gift time with Bill.
What?
Gift time with Bill. All right, so, Hallie, you get to tell us a story.
Oh, my gosh. So, me and my dad went to Barnes & Noble, and we knew that Kara didn't get the Niffler. So we tried around the bags to see if we could get the Niffler. So we got two that might be the Niffler, but they might not.
What if you get?
Oh my gosh! Kara, what if I get the Niffler?
What if you get double Nifflers?
I can do that.
What if you get?
That's a lot of pressure.
What's better than one Niffler?
Nolan, yes. Who's the pink lady? That's the Umbridge, right?
Yeah, you're gonna
what
get two.
What if you get double Umbridge?
No,
oh my gosh! I'm so excited.
I'll solder those onto her mic so she has to stare at double Umbridge for the rest of her life.
So, Bill, you definitely plan to be on the podcast because you even were prepared with gift time for Bill.
Yeah. Gift time for Bill. Totally.
We're
kind of forced him to be on the podcast.
I know.
Bill,
that's what's so sad.
People love you. Get on the podcast.
It seems like Bill just showed up, but we're like, no, Bill, you need to come on the podcast again.
He's like, I have a family. I need to go home. I'm like, no, you're staying here forever now.
We have guards at the door if he tries to leave. Yeah. You know.
All right.
I'm so excited.
Well,
oh,
Kara, open him up. Let's see what we get.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you guys did this for me.
Notice.
They're both Nifflers.
This is a lot of pressure.
Notice Bill setting a good example by handing Kara the scissor.
Right, we kept.
I was just getting ready to throw them, too.
Okay, here we go. What is this?
Oh. Is there a Niffler in there?
Well, it's not pink.
Hold on. What is this?
What'd you get?
Oh, wait. It's the plant lady, I think.
Sprout? Professor Sprout?
Yeah. It's Neville. Is it Neville?
Has he got the teeth?
Yeah, he's got the teeth. It's Neville. I love Neville.
He's kind of woo.
With the earmuffs on.
You get the potted plant. You get
The mandrake.
Mandrake. Yeah. Dang, Chris.
Oh my gosh,
Chris.
That's so cute though. Look it. Oh.
That is
so
cute.
Oh wait, that goes on his head. Right there, like that.
Oh, and you actually get the mandrake, the singing mandrake. That's so cool.
That's
cool.
That is cool. Goes in. That's so cute. Thanks, guys. Okay.
Right.
I love Neville. Okay. If you guys watch the podcast?
It came out today.
The one that came out today? Yeah. If you guys watch today's draw, you will find out that Neville is woo these days.
And on last week's podcast, Kara missed the woo. Oh, wait. Spoiler alert. That wasn't on the podcast.
It wasn't on the podcast.
What are you saying? Oh, my goodness.
Tune in mid-August.
Yeah.
Right, mid-August. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we're that far out. Okay, here we go. I still love you guys if I don't. I'm just
kidding. She's lying.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Oops, I dropped. Is this? Oh, is it Mad-Eye Moody?
Oh, cool. That's cool.
I love Mad-Eye. Is that who this is?
You're off mic, Jeremy.
Well, I had
it
to see
Mad-Eye.
Kara is holding on to him all by herself over there.
You just watch the podcast back if you want to know who it is.
Right.
So I got... I'm confused. Oh, that's Mad-Eye's hair.
Oh, is it not Moody?
No, it's the other guy.
Changes into
him.
I know his name too.
And he's holding. Doesn't he change in the dining hall or whatever? Because he's
Goblet
got
of
like
fire.
He's got like a little turkey leg.
It's the guy who plays Doctor Who.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know why I can't remember his name right now either.
Guys,
Barty Crouch Jr.
Guys, boom. Thank you. This is great. I love these.
That's crazy.
Well, that is really, really, really thoughtful and awesome guys went to try to get Kara the Niffler.
So the turkey leg and
hair
was difficult. Was definitely
guys.
Also, like his face turns around then.
His face turns around. So
he's got two faces. He's
but
like
then
the
turn it around.
The two-faced cop.
And he's Mad-Eye Moody.
Good cop, bad cop.
I love that so much. And that's Liam Neeson.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's exciting. We're gonna have a whole shelf of these guys. It's gonna be great. Thank you.
The minifig army.
So I was about to tell a story to these guys earlier. So there's Nifflers, right?
Yep.
I love Nifflers. As everybody knows from the previous podcast, if you watched it, there's actually a real life Niffler. It doesn't go around stealing gold and stuff like that, but it's called an Echidna.
It sounds South American.
I think it's like Australian or something like that.
Haven't we talked about this, Chris?
They're super cute. We'll post a picture over Jeremy's face.
I will give bonus
points.
Got
him.
There is a video game character that's an Echidna.
Oh.
I don't even know what a Niffler is, so.
You haven't seen Fantastic Beasts?
No.
What?
I said this on the last podcast.
Man, I should watch that one. That was a good episode.
No,
Bill.
Yes.
Do you know
Do
which?
I know.
I know you know. You just don't probably.
So, video game character. What's the game series?
Sonic.
So it would be.
It's a.
Tails?
Nope.
No, it's not Tails.
Tails
it's
is
a red guy.
Fox. Oh, Knuckles?
It's a red. Knuckles.
Knuckles is an Echidna.
What?
Yes.
He didn't even look like an Echidna.
He's an Echidna.
He's got Knuckles, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Echidnas are so stinking cute, though.
So
They're
is Knuckles.
Adorable.
Hold on. Are these the ones that are like, you can't get them wet, otherwise, their fur will get all crazy?
I'm not sure, but I know that Knuckles. I used to watch the TV show and then read the comic book. There was a Sonic the Hedgehog comic book.
Oh wow!
All right.
Wow. Yeah, Jeremy was okay. It looks like a mole, but kicking a field goal.
Right.
Hence, maybe that's why Knuckles, because he's got like.
Oh, I
pointy
suppose.
Fingers.
Yeah. All right. I guess I buy it. Good job, Sega. You did it.
Sega.
It also makes me think of Altered Beast.
Look it.
Yeah.
When you play Altered Beast, there's the one guy who's got the big hair and he's
I can't even. He's so cute.
Well, okay, I just want to thank you, Bill, again for a tremendous podcast.
Yeah, thank
I
hope you.
So I want to catch you one last story.
Oh no, of course.
And we totally forgot to talk about Harry Potter.
Oh my.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so. I guess next week.
Right.
Yes.
When you show, you show up in SoCal with us.
We could just have him phone in, and I was
that's right.
Yeah,
that.
Right.
Yeah, that would be so much better than me being there in person at Galaxy's Edge.
FaceTime with Bill.
That would be great. Let's do that instead.
Oh, I love your Mickey ears and how much fun you're having.
Yes. Is that a lightsaber? Good.
So, no,
I'm so happy for you.
So, what's up with your story?
So two, when I shared the video on Facebook, I had some responses. And so my aunt reminded me, so this was when I was very young, and so I wouldn't have remembered this, but she was like, Billy, which she's allowed to call me, don't you remember being an Ewok for Halloween?
No way.
And I was like, what? No. I was, and I remembered she made me a costume. Oh, so my brother was Cookie Monster. And I was an Ewok.
Okay, Ewok, way better than Cookie Monster. Oh,
yeah. And so it was really cool because one of the first movies that I really enjoyed in Star Wars was actually a made-for-TV movie, and it was about the Ewoks, and there were a brother and sister that crash land, and the Ewoks kind of take care of them, and I can't remember the whole storyline.
Right.
But that came out.
It's kind of like a Care Bear looking type thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because one of the comics that were given away at Free Comic Day was that one. I think we still have it.
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm pretty sure Wicket is like one of the main characters.
Oh, yeah. And Wicket's a huge Ewok. It was played by Warwick Davis.
Yeah. So I'll have to get that out and dig that out and watch it again.
Do you have the picture?
Do you have a picture?
I'm working on that,
but we were unable to find it. We will continue to search. If not, you can imagine this. An Ewok costume, which we probably can do, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, Chris.
Looks like I've got a Photoshop job in front of me.
Oh, no.
Have fun, future me.
Chris can do it.
So then my brother, who I have two brothers, and so the one that's one just a couple years younger than me, and then I have one that's even younger than that. But his Star Wars figures. He said, well, I have something to tell you about all my Star Wars figures.
Oh, is that the one from the story last time?
Yeah, who didn't play with their stories, didn't play with his figures, has them all in the box. Well, he stored them, and when he was, you know, moving out of my parents' house, he put them all away into a box, and was going to get them out later. Well, he not only had all the Star Wars figures that were in there, he also had collected Pepsi.
And Mountain Dew
They had Star Wars figures on the cans. And so we had all of the cans in the box.
Oh my God.
And the pop eventually ate through.
Oh no.
Ate through the cans. And so all of the expensive ones, which happened to be at the bottom, moldy, cardboard was ruined, and they became toys. So well, you get to play with this toys.
Right, at least they're
so you still got the figures. They're just not in the box or whatever.
Yeah, so the collectible value is gone, but the fun value is still there.
Yes.
Right. Oh, man. I can't. I would cry if
that
happened.
I almost Googled if you could buy it, because I remember explicitly like the episode one cans.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yep.
And I was like, I wonder if somebody has like a full collection and how much that would go for on eBay. And then like I was just lazy enough to not bother Googling it. But
well, I guarantee you it's not going to go for as much as a decrepit Stife Bear. That's for sure.
I don't know. So how much is this? Like $750?
$575.
Man, so in post, I'm going to put the number for the cheapest full collection if I can find one.
I know Halo 3 Game Fuel. I had a thing sitting around forever, and that was like 15 years old. It was $25 for the 12 or $35 for the 12 pack.
Full, so, but that's, or just cans.
Full in the original.
Like a full sealed.
But they do evaporate through the seal of the can. So
we should all guess
what I learned
right now how much we think it's worth.
Episode one can?
Yeah.
Like, let's say, because the full collection was like 20 cans or something like that, wasn't it? Or 24 cans?
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Each individual can was a special, like...
Yeah, it was a different character.
I remember.
Yeah. I liked Mountain Dew too much that I drank the Mountain Dew first and set the can on the shelf.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. I remember Eric had a full collection, or basically full collection of them in his room.
I'd say $100.
$100 for the full set?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carol.
I'm going to go 101 penny.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, what should I go? I'm going to say less. So I'm going to go with With one penny, and we'll see.
One penny.
Dang.
What comes up. We're gonna price is right this thing.
I don't know how many total cans there are, but I would have to imagine. I'm gonna say $25.
All right.
I think it would go for about $1 a can.
Starbucks is like, not Starbucks.
Yeah.
Star Wars. Wow, I got coffee on the brain.
You're off the podcast, Karen. I'm just kidding.
Star Wars is such a big thing right now.
Yeah, but like 20-year-old cans of Pepsi aren't.
Collectible.
I mean, episode one.
That's That's the thing, too. You have to mitigate the price with episode one.
Just throw that out there in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I changed my price to nothing.
Oh man, so much. Episode one is just fine. It is great.
Well, just fine and great are two totally different scores. One's like a 35, one's like a 90.
It's not horrible. It's just
strike out Metachlorians.
So, okay.
Up more Jar Jar, and we're good to go.
So, really quick, sorry. Speaking about episode one, somebody posted a picture. So, you know, the pod racing scene where everybody's in the stands and everything? So, apparently, the set directors or the set designers took Q-tips.
Yeah,
it's a mini Q-tips thing. Yeah. Painted Q-tips. All a different color, set them into the stands on like a mesh, and then put something like a fan underneath it or something to make it look like the people were moving.
Yeah.
And so all the people you see sitting in the stands during the pod racing scene are Q-tips.
Interesting.
Yep. So instead of like CGI-ing it, it's
just Q-tips.
Yep, that's it.
Episode one, just Q-tips.
Right? Well, that was okay. So anyway, I saw a really funny thing where, in episode one, they had to get in any of the lightsaber fights. Ewan McGregor, they had to tell him to stop making lightsaber sounds.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah. Yes.
Every time he'd swing him around, he would go voo voo, and then they had him do it, and he did a really good impression on stage. They handed him a couple lightsabers, and then and they're like, "Can you like kind of do what you did back then?" So he goes, "Yeah, sure." So he's like, you know, and he did the sound perfectly, and then he's like voo 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 voo, and as he did the drawdown sound, and it was like. And he did it. It was perfect. I was like, wow. But yeah, the sound guys would yell at him because they had to like go through and edit out every single.
That's so funny.
As he was waving it around. So
that's
it was,
awesome.
Fun to do that. But all right. Well, I want to say thank you to Bill for being on the show.
Wait, hold on. He didn't talk about Harry Potter's game yet.
Wizards Unite
game.
Well, we're going to talk about that next time Bill's on.
Game's going to be old by then. No. But then, secondly, we haven't done a shower thought in like three podcasts.
And three power casts?
And three power casts. It's Nintendo's accessory for fishing.
Right.
The power cast. The power cast.
And the rubber, robot glove.
Yes.
You know, I haven't done a shout out either, and I don't have one lined up.
Well, you want to do a shout out to Queen Shadow Lady.
Oh, yeah. So, on the, I think it was the Ahsoka Tano cosplay group on Facebook, there was a girl who posted a picture of Queen Shadow. And a picture of Ashley Eckstein's It's Your Universe. And she was like, first people to comment, I will ship this to for free anywhere in the U.S. So I was like the first one. I was like, oh my gosh. So I was like, I want Queen Shadow. So yeah, I'm getting Queen Shadow for free.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, do you want me to pay for the shipping? She's like, oh, it can't be that much. Don't worry about it.
That's sweet.
Oh my gosh, I love you.
So thank you to...
Yeah, thank you. Her name was...
Well,
Rick
if she has
something.
if she has a business or a page, we'll put a link to it in the just say
just
hey,
a Facebook
thank you
page,
for
just her personal Facebook.
Awesome, giving us a thing. I'm a jiggy, yeah. And then Bill, we will have you on again, and we will talk about Wizarding Unite.
Wizards Unite.
Jeremy can't even remember the
Wizarding
name.
Wizarding Unite.
I just heard it was Snapchat. Calm down,
Grandpa Jeremy. Okay,
get off
Jeremy.
My lawn.
Jeremy, look at the camera. Very still.
Oh no.
Just really still.
Why do you do this to Chris?
Chris, can you please edit him as an old man?
Old man Jeremy? I'd need age-reducing software to do that.
No, but Zynga.
A Dumbledore beard.
Yes.
Right?
I'm going to give you an eye patch, too, just because. So go look there. Okay, so there's the eye patch. Oh, man, you look so... Take your glasses off. You're messing with the eye patch.
Okay, I was going to
say... Hey, that looks a lot better.
When Jeremy had his eyes... Jeremy has worn an eye patch in the past.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We'll tell that story, too, in the future. I got to keep track of all this. And I was thinking today, too, I want to have Janae on at some point, so...
Well, she's...
Because Janae and I have a lot of funny stories, also with Chris.
Yep.
The Birdman.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a coffee table involved in one of them.
Oh, man. You guys are missing out. You'll hear
I was
going
to say, I probably don't want to sit in on that one because I'll be like, wait, what happened now?
Oh, no, you'll laugh.
It was nothing bad except for the coffee table.
Oh, man. We used to be very creative with, like, the ideas and stories we would write and try to come up with. Chris and I have been doing this for a long time.
2004.
Also, Karen, or Janae and I had a fake news show, and she was, I was Chuck Chuckerson, and she was Cheese Iwana. It was like the names that we came up with. And then I would tap the papers on the desk and everything, and I had what I was supposed to say, but just like this, it was unscripted really, though. And so all the words were backwards, so I, like, didn't notice. But as I'm, like, tapping the papers in front of the news, he's like, all my stuff was on the backside. And it was just, like, it made my parents laugh. They're like, oh, you are just so funny. And I'm just completely oblivious. Just, you know, oh, yeah, great news going on here, blah, blah, blah. Another news.
Just like the real news.
That's so, right.
All
right,
well, I want to thank you to my studio guest who had come on tonight.
Hello.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was really fun watching.
I'm glad. Well, now, like you said, your sister's going to have to come back on because you got a speaking part.
No, don't say that. We only hand those out once a generation.
So we're super glad you're on, Bill. I'm so glad that you were on again. We will, if you want to see Kara, eventually get that Niffler.
Come back for episode 3.
We are going to buy the entire box at Barnes & Noble.
We're an unboxing.
Jeremy's like, dang it, what have I done?
What have I done? So subscribe and comment and like and everything.
It would be a really funny video, actually.
Yeah, you'll see Kara. Oh, yeah, there you go, Chris. We'll just buy
the box.
100 of them, and we'll just open them all on camera.
We'll do a time lapse.
Yeah, we'll do a time lapse. Chris is bringing it full circle back to being a time lapse.
And the extras we get, we'll send to some lucky winner.
Hey, there we go. Who wants 99 Dolores Umbridges?
Oh. No, those we'll throw into a pile and burn.
Oh, no.
Or we'll blow it up, Chris.
Yeah!
No.
Like it.
Anytime there's explosives, I am in.
Well, that's all I have. Any
shower thought.
Oh, yeah, man, okay.
Come on the spot, Chris, come on.
On the spot, shower thought. Yeah, no, I can't think of one. So... Yep. Nope. Okay. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.